Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Forgive and Forget. My name is Hal Sadie, a.k.a. Halu, and this is a show where I'll talk about the stuff that's going on in my life. I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll go over the news that's targeted to me. So it's actually really hot in my house today, guys. I'm wearing this shirt. It's like it's one of those cool shirts, you know, but I don't really think so because it's not really hanging out with the popular kids. Hey! Oh, my God. Such a great one. This is an amazing joke, guys. I'm glad someone enjoys it. I'm recording on a Friday because I was in Costa Rica, and then I had to fly to Las Vegas. So I'll tell you a little bit of it. So I went to Costa Rica for my dad's birthday, but I posted my last podcast before I went to Costa Rica. So, and I think I went the next day. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. It was a couple weeks ago. A lot has been smushed together in my life. So I went to, for my dad's birthday, hung out with the family, and then, you know, did some work while I was at it. But it's good to see everybody. You know, my dad's doing a lot better. His spirit wise, he's back in the game, you know, physically, he's still recovering. So, but he's doing a lot better. It was nice to have him. Enjoy himself. It was good to see them again. You know, my family. Anyway, so on Monday, I had to fly to Las Vegas for the job. You know, to make a lot of money, and I had to like. I was basically like 19 hours in either flying or at an airport for that day. That was my entire day. So I was looking to see if I could record a podcast while I was there. But it was kind of, there wasn't like a secluded place unless I went to the bathroom or something like that. And even then, people are coming in, oh, I gotta pee or whatever, you know? So that kind of stuff happens. But yeah, that's. And, you know, I should have recorded it on Sunday, but I did not, you know, because I was hanging out with family and stuff. So, there you go. So, now I'm recording on a Friday, and I'll make sure I record the next one on this Sunday. So, I can keep the momentum going. I won't post it, like, immediately on Monday. I'll give you guys a break, you know, get some time to recuper, to get some time to regroup, you know. And then I'll post it, like, maybe some, like, a Wednesday or something like that. Because I got to go to Salt Lake City next week. So that's why I can't post it on Monday. I can't record it on Monday either. And that's why I'm recording on Sunday. Anyway, that's a lot of logistics going over here. So, yeah, I went to see my dad. My dad, love my dad. You know, it's good to see. It's good to see the old geezer. Oh, he's doing well, man. And then I was in Las Vegas this week for work. So it was fun. It's funny, you know, you get to talk to people and see a lot of people and then mention to people what you do and stuff like that. And there you go. Yeah, the last day I was just like, you know, I'm just going to mess with people. And I started to mess with people. It's fun. It's fun messing with people. It's fun to have a good time. You know, it's good to enjoy yourself. Anyway, people. But yeah, there you go. That's pretty much where my days were at.
Woo, yell if you're a day.
Okay. All right. Where my days at? I feel like I don't know if my voice is, if there's an echo in this room or if there's something going on with my voice. I don't know what it is. There's something different. Maybe I like it. Maybe I don't. Maybe you decide, huh? Maybe you decide. All right. So I'm going to do something different here. I'll write. There's something I wrote yesterday. February 29th. Yeah, this is something I wrote yesterday. Let's see. Maybe I'll go over something I wrote the day before. All right. I'll go over what I wrote yesterday. You know, this is going to be interesting, guys. So, you know, I was born and raised in Costa Rica, but I'm like the opposite of a Latino, you know? I got low sperm count. Hey, look, I look different and I act different, but I am fluent in Spanish, which makes me a blanco, which is white in Spanish, but I'm still white, you know. But look, my family's Lebanese, and nobody really cares whether or not you're a Middle Easterner until something comes up in the news, and then, you know, those nationwide hummus sales. Nothing makes Middle Easterners unite like a good old hummus sale. That's when that's going on. Let me tell you. There's actually a famous hummus brand. It's called Zubra. And to me, that's really funny because in slang, in at least, I don't know, in Lebanese slang, that's called a dick. It's a dick. That basically translates to that. Yep, dick. So, look, and I only know the bad words, all right? And that's one of them. All right, it's Zubra, dick. But and look, I love hummus. Like, but when I'm not in the old country with my family, I don't make my own because, you know, because it's they just make it better than I probably would, and I'm lazy, so I just find myself stubbing a Zubra down my throat. Maybe this might not make the cut. I mean, it's the only option for me, you know. I gotta make it otherwise. So, but look, I have fun with this sort of stuff all the time, because there's a lot of things that, you know, translate to English or Spanish or Arabic or stuff like that that, you know, gets kind of lost somewhere in there. They matter in a certain language and they don't matter in another one. Like, I'm at the airport a lot and there's a zone called the SIDA zone, and it's usually, like, near some terminal. I don't know if it's in every terminal or if it's near just specific terminals, but I've seen, like, there's a sign that says this is the SIDA zone, back away. And I always laugh when I see that because SIDA means AIDS in Spanish. So I usually take a picture and send it to my friends so we all have a good laugh. You guys, stay away from the AIDS zone. That's what I say. Coincidentally, that's what people would bully me. People would call me when they would bully me, you know, because my last name is Sadie, S-A-D-I, and Sida, S-I-D-A. So they would call me AIDS, but obviously in Spanish. I remember I was I was playing soccer one time at a rival school. And then there were kids, like, watching the movie, and they just kept saying, oh, look at AIDS. Look at AIDS going to pour the ball. AIDS is playing well. And I thought, yeah, I can't. What are you going to do? Yeah? but I don't know why I'm going to say this, but yeah, there's a lot of things that are different in cultures. Like, you know, in Latin America, look, in America, you know, people, you know, you barely shake a hand. You just say hi from far away or something. You know, when you know people, you hug them, you kiss them, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when you're just getting to know people, it's not, like, very intimate. But in Latin America, like, you know, you kiss, like, when you say hello to women, you just kiss them on the cheek. And, like, I've been here for so long that when I go back and say hi to the ladies, I get aroused. Except, you know, with my family. And that's when I really get aroused. Oh, man. This is bad. You know, us Arabs, we're like Italians. You know, we keep it in the family. Yay. Oh, my God. This is all going in the trash, let me tell you. I don't know what it is, but Mediterranean people have this kinship. Like, I've always loved Italians. I love it. I've always loved, like, Greek people and any Mediterranean, like, you know, the Jews and whatever. Any Middle Eastern, like, there's this kinship, you know? I think it's the olives and the feta cheese. You know, it's kind of like the UN. Like, nobody really knows what they do. But we're all in favor of it. Okay, there we go. All right, this is the last one. But, you know, I used to always go by Halil because, you know, that's my name. And But until I moved to Southern Utah, that's when I started going by Hal, because that's what my in-laws would started to, you know, they started calling me because they had a hard time pronouncing my name. So, you know, now I go by Hal, and I figured that would be a good time to go by Hal, because, you know, nobody really likes to be corrected. And by nobody, I mean, I don't like to correct people, because it's like, you know, you got to say like 6 or 7 times, all right. You know, you get whatever name you give me, whatever you want, just call me that, okay? That's us. That's why I went by AIDS for a while. Hey, okay. At least I'm having fun, guys. Hey, yo. Ho. All right. Let's go over the news. So, the Jim Harbaugh experience and what we heard about the Chargers at the NFL Combine. So, I did not look at the Combine. I know it was happening one of these days. This is what I know. I love Jim Harbaugh. He was the University of Michigan coach for about 9 years. He was the San Francisco 49ers coach for a few years before that. And he just won the championship. Like, they won the college championship, college football championship. So now he's going to the LA Chargers. So I don't know what the Harbaugh experience is, because I didn't read the article. But I will tell you this. Pretty good. All right. SNL musician's reaction to Shane Gillis monologue goes viral. Excuse me. So, I didn't really notice this. So, I watched the Shane Gillis stuff because I love Shane Gillis. He's great. I love him. He's a great comedian. He's one of my favorites right now. And I wanted to watch live, but I was in Costa Rica at the time, and I had the YouTube TV subscription for while my in-laws were in town, so it was still working while I was there. So I tried to use the VPN, and anything else worked except the live SNL show. Like, it required the location, and even with the VPN, it didn't even let me watch it. So screw that, man. So I watched it the day after. I wanted to watch it live, you know, to support, but I couldn't. So what I ended up doing was watch the YouTube clips, which were fun, and I think I needed the VPN for that, because you can't watch YouTube anywhere other than the U.S., I think. I mean, for the SNL channel. I don't know. Whatever. So there you go. But I saw someone posted the reaction of the musicians, like, oh my God, I'm on camera. I'm going to make a statement. He's great, okay? Don't touch my Shane. All right. State Farm posts net loss of $6.3 billion for 2023. That's a lot of money. And I actually have State Farm insurance, so hope they don't go under. All right. Bruce Springsteen announces new greatest hits album. Has he written anything lately? I mean, I guess he has. You know, I haven't really paid attention to Bruce Springsteen for a while. I love his music, but there were a couple things that he posted. That he had on like Netflix and stuff like that, and he did like a Broadway show for a while and things like that. And I watched one of them, but it was basic. I don't know. To me, from the outside, I'm not really like a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I just, you know, I have the greatest hits. I like those, but it seemed like a lot of those things were the greatest hits. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's see what else we got. Patriots legend used to shower 5 to 6 times before a game. And I was curious about this, so I looked. I clicked. They got me. And it's Julian Edelman. And Julian Edelman loves to shower a lot before games. He's got a podcast called Games with Names. And the way I got into the podcast was because he was doing it with Sam Morrell. And I love Julian Edelman. I love the champion Patriots. You know, because I'll associate myself with champs. Anyway. So, yeah, it's curious. I guess he showered a lot in game day. He's a showerer. He's a showerer, you know. Oh, my. So, you know, I'm a showerer, too, but I shower once a day, typically. Sometimes you got to shower twice, depending on what happens. But there we go. Last one. Explosive finishes from fighters on UFC Vegas 87. Did not watch it. Not going to click it. Let's go. All right. You guys saw that I posted a clip on the YouTubes and on the Instagrams and all that stuff. It was awesome. All right, now we're gonna do it again. Now the only thing is I don't know what to clip from this, guys. Obviously I have someone helping me out and he did a great job, but I had to tell him like specific parts of like what to use. I don't know what to tell him that could be a potential clip from this, guys. So so we'll see. We shall see. All right. All right, guys. That's it for the podcast this week. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, smash the like button, whatever, share, do that. And, if you want to follow my shenanigans on the line, I am at Halu2 on Instagram, KHALU2. And I guess I got to promote the TikTok, HalSadie13, HALSADI13. I changed it because, I don't know, I figured it would be better to have it associated with something. Because I just made it the same as my brother's, but then, you know, it's already a mess. So what are you going to do? All right. Nobody cares. So anyway, guys. Yeah, that's it for the podcast this week. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. Boo. Be-dee-bee. Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Dee-dee-bee-bee-dee-bee. Hey.